1. General information of the nutrition labeling scheme. The introduction of the scheme is to assist consumers in making informed food choices, encourage food manufacturers to apply sound nutrition principles in the formulation of foods, and regulate misleading or deceptive labels and claims. The scheme covers general prepackaged food. However, it is not applicable to two types of food, namely formula and food intended to be consumed by children under the age of 36 months, and food for special dietary use. Food for special dietary use is that which is processed or formulated to satisfy particular dietary requirements which exist because of a particular physiological condition or specific disease and disorder. The composition of these foodstuffs must differ significantly from the composition of ordinary foods of comparable nature. In addition, 16 types of prepackaged food are exempt from the nutrition labeling requirements, and they are listed in Part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Amendment Regulation. Examples include prepackaged food packed in a container which has a total surface area of less than 100 square centimeters, prepackaged food which does not have any energy value or any content of core nutrients, and prepackaged food sold at catering establishments, which is usually bought for immediate consumption. It must be noted that where the first 15 types of prepackaged foods are marked or labeled with its energy value or nutrient value, or any nutrition claim is made on food labels or in advertisements, the exemption status of the food concerned will be removed. The 16th type is for prepackaged food products with small sales volume. Exemption under the small volume exemption scheme can be applied for prepackaged food products with annual sales not exceeding 30,000 units. The exemption status of the food concerned will be removed if any nutrition claim is made on food labels or in advertisements, or if the relevant products are not labeled or displayed for sale in the manner required by the Director of Food and Environmental Hygiene.